Can I be honest with you for a minute? I know you're listening to this podcast because you want to create consistent content for your business. But here's what I'm hearing from so many of you in my DMs, my emails, and the comments that we get on YouTube. Crystal, I start content projects, but I never finish them. Or I feel so overwhelmed by all the moving pieces. Or I publish when I find time, which is basically never. And then this one here really gets me. I spent hours perfecting a post and it got 3 likes. Does this sound familiar? Because here's the thing. You're not broken and you're not lazy. You just don't have a system if you find yourself saying some of these similar things. So this is why I created the Prep'em Method Guide. This is the exact 5-step framework I've used since 2018 to create over 1,500 podcast episodes and 600 YouTube videos consistently, without the chaos, without the overwhelm, and without spending 12 hours editing one piece of content. This isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter with a proven system that gets your content from idea to published and actually get seen by your audience. So this guide breaks down exactly how much time to spend on each step. And trust me, you're probably spending way too much time in the wrong places. So if you're tired of the content creation hamster wheel and ready to finally get consistent, go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em. That's PREPM, and download your free copy right now. Stop letting great content ideas die in your drafts folder. Your audience is waiting for what only you can share. So go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em and get your Prep'em Method Guide today. Okay, let's get back to today's episode.
Wow, like that is the power of real connection and being just in the sphere of people that are motivated and trying to do incredible things, even if they don't have everything figured out, even if they're still in early stages of their journey.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we?
So I'm actually recording super early in my home studio today, but I wanted to share what it was like to record in Nathan Berry's studio in Boise, Idaho. So yes, there is Kit Studios, which we have a whole video series on walking through what those look like and what you can expect if you go and record in person in Boise, Idaho for the Kit incredible studios there. But this year, whenever I went to Craft and Commerce, this is Kit's annual event, I actually got to record in Nathan Berry's studio, which was really fun because he's had so many incredible guests and he's recently been doing the Nathan Berry Show where he's doing all these different coaching opportunities and speaking to these successful creators. So make sure you go check out the Nathan Berry Show. But here's my behind the scenes exclusive look into Nathan Berry's podcast studio. And I actually recorded some insightful wisdom, if you want to call it that, while I was at Craft and Commerce. And it's just a reflection on what I've thought about going to this conference for the last 3 years, and I'm actually going in 2026, so make sure you grab your ticket. But I shared like in real time what this conference, what this event means to me, and yeah, go check it out.
Okay, just because I thought it would be super fun to record where the stars record, right? Like Nathan, I'm just calling you the stars record in the studio. I just want to record something real quick and short and just talk about Craft and Commerce real fast because I'm here. Like, we're on the second full day of all the keynotes and the workshops. And my big takeaway this year has just been about connections and the different things that we find that can be so powerful in getting into rooms. That's what I'll say. Getting into the rooms that I have been in the last few days, like, it's just mind-blowing. The people that I've met, the advice that I've been given, like, I mean, last year I was here and I saw that Jay Papasan was going to be here. And, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, he's my favorite author. Like the book, The One Thing, I've recommended it more than any other book in the last 10 years. And to meet him last year, to know him, to later hop on a call with him outside of that inn, to get a big hug from Jay when I first saw him, I was like, wow, like that is the power of real connection and being just in the sphere of people that are motivated and trying to do incredible things, even if they don't have everything figured out, even if they're still in early stages of their journey. Jay's not that example, right? Jay has already built a successful career and a profession, but there's other creators that are here that I'm meeting that, I mean, 6 months ago, their life looked different, their journey looked different, and then here they are today and they're making this huge impact. Or 6 years ago, they were just getting started, and now to look at all the different levels of success that they've had in whatever version of success looks like for them. So this is my quick tips on encouragement and just really motivating you, hopefully, to get into those rooms, go to those conferences. Y'all, it's not super cheap to come here. Like it was, you know, a great investment in the ticket to get me here, to pay for the plane ride, to pay for the hotel. And it's a significant, significant impact on my business every single time I leave here because of the connections that I make, because of the motivation, the encouragement, the inspiration that I get once I leave this conference. And I'm just telling you, if you're thinking about stepping into a room that makes you feel a little uncomfortable, do it anyway, because you never know what kind of relationships you'll form or the impact that it could have on your life and your business.
So I just wanted to add a little bit more, since this is the podcast fam, right, behind the scenes. And I really, truly enjoyed being in the space that I was in. I mean, if it's not apparent from the different takeaways that I've shared about going to Craft and Commerce and what this event means to me, but even still, I mean, I'm recording this weeks later and I have come home from the event. But this year, something was definitely different to where the impact feels longer lasting in the group mindset. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that it's not just me sitting over here at Profit Media and looking at my takeaways and looking at notes and seeing what can I implement, what can I change. It's, no, I'm actually on LinkedIn a lot recently, engaging with a lot of these folks. Like I just had three people that never in my wildest dreams would I think that they would follow me on LinkedIn. Like they just started following me and like commenting on things that I'm doing. So one, this is your sign to like get on LinkedIn, because it is the hot platform this year that I've been showing up and seeing a lot of really cool things happening. But the other piece is, how can you go and participate in your industry events and then keep that lasting impression or that lasting connection, the networking, all of that going way beyond just going to an event and checking things out and, you know, meeting people, like I said, taking notes, going in the breakout sessions, taking screenshots and pictures of all the things that are happening or getting selfies with people. How can you take that and actually make it meaningful and make it have a lasting impression on your journey? So I knew that this episode was going to be super short today, so I wanted to add a little bit more context to the video that we created, because it was really fun. Make sure you go check it out on YouTube to see what I did in the studio, because the different studios are just so fun, but it was really cool to be in Nathan's studio specifically. I have another interview where we recorded in Nathan's studio, which was really fun. So that's upcoming. So Joe Casabana, if you heard him year before, I can't even remember when he was on the show, but man, we had an incredible conversation, especially for those of you, if you're a solopreneur and you're a parent, he brings the goods. Like, he brought so many incredible just tips and tricks and perspectives. We have a very similar perspective on a lot of things, and we have a very different perspective on a lot of things. So it was cool to explore that and just really get deep into a conversation and, of course, nerd out on just being in a really cool podcast studio. But that's all I have for you today. I know it's probably the shortest episode we've had in a really long time, but I think that this was super impactful, super meaningful. I hope that you are enjoying your summer wherever you are located, unless you're in Australia or another part of the world where it's actually fall or winter for you. Then I hope that you're enjoying whatever time it is for you. But I am so grateful that you are here. I feel like we haven't had an opportunity to just come together and say, man, I really appreciate this audience so much. I appreciate everything that you do as far as contribute and keep showing up and keep listening every single week. I mean, oh my gosh, y'all, we are here. I launched the Profit Podcast in 2018. It was actually June 2018. And to look at here we are in July 2025, it's just, it's so powerful and so special, and I just thank you so much for being here. And yeah, that's all I got for you. But make sure you follow and subscribe to listen to more tips and tricks and fun things that we have coming up in the next few weeks. We're going to be really exploring the Consistent Creators Club. So if you're not familiar with what that is, this is our membership community that we had that was previously Podcasters Connect, and we have rebranded to the Consistent Creators Club. So we're trying to help you stay consistent at its rarest, rawest form. We want to make sure that podcasters, YouTubers, however you're creating content online, even if you're just writing a newsletter, how can you stay consistent? I feel like I have the secret sauce for that. And I'm so happy to explore, well, really to continue to explore what this could look like for you. So if you're interested, it's absolutely free. If you just want to come join us, it's crystalprofit.com/join. And we would love to have you. And yeah, that's all I have for you today. So as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. Hey, Profit Podcast listeners. Thanks for sticking around a little bit after the episode to hear this special message, because I want to hear from you. We are starting a new segment called Fan Mail Shoutouts, and I want to hear from you, and I want to hear your questions. What do you want to know? What questions have you been dying to ask me? So here's how to make this happen. Go to the app where you're listening to this podcast right now. Go there. I'll wait a second. Okay. Now, once you're there, you're going to see a hyperlink at the top of the episode description that says, send Crystal a text message. And that's all I want you to do. Send me a text. It could be casual, informal. It could be totally anonymous. Or if you want, you can include your name and the name of your podcast or content wherever you are creating, and I will give you a special shout out in an upcoming episode. So again, go to the show notes for where you're listening to this episode right now, and it will say, send Crystal a text message. And I cannot wait to hear from you and give you a shout out in an upcoming segment of Fan Mail Shoutouts.